lonely hour. Lonely, lonely, lonely hour between midnight and dawn. When the town is sleeping, the street lights dimly glow. The skies are black with darkness, and the night winds softly blow. It's my lonely hour between midnight and dawn.
Lonely hours, lonely, lonely hours.
Through the darkest night, I stand here all alone. Raindrops on my window pane remind me that she's gone. It's my lonely hour between midnight and dawn.
Lonely hours, lonely, lonely hours.
Darkest night, I stand here all alone. Raindrops on my window pane remind me that she's gone. It's my lonely hour between midnight and dawn.
Lonely hours, lonely, lonely hours.
Lonely, lonely, lonely hours.
Ronnie Hawkins, Lonely Hours. That was from 1960. Of course, Ronnie was the gentleman that had the big hit Mary Lou back in 59. And by the way, his backup band was the Hawks, who later became The Band. So Ronnie had a lot of influence on some people back then. But that was a song called Lonely Hours. Wasn't a hit for him, but I've always enjoyed listening to it, so I thought I'd start the show off today with it. You are listening to BRC Radio, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors, and we're going to get right back into the music right now. We got a number one hit from 1961 coming up right now. In fact, it was the number one song on the day that my younger brother was born, on May 10th. So I'm going to send this one out to him. This is Dale Shannon and his hit song, Runaway.
I wonder, I wonder, run, 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 run away. I'll run, 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 run away. I'll run, 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 run.
All right, Dale Shannon, Runaway, number one hit for him in 1961. Hey, we're doing a little different type recording here. We hope you enjoy the show here on BRC Radio and hope the sound is good. The equipment we've been using is no longer working right now, so we've had to change over to some other type equipment and do the show a little differently. So hope you enjoy it anyway, and we'll keep up the best we can and get some music on our website and just play some good songs. If you got anything you want to hear, let us know. Send us a comment, and we'll get it on for you if we've got it. All right, let's keep going right now. We're going to do a couple in a row here. We've got Slim and Ann, also known as Tar Heel Slim and Little Ann. And then we've got Steve Perry, who was lead singer for Journey. And we're going to play one by Slim and Ann and then Steve Perry. So here's It's a Sin.
Oh, should be better off alone. If I'm not who you thought I'd be. But you know what, there's a fever. Oh, that you never find loneliness. Can't you feel it burning on and on? Oh, Sherry, all alone. Hold on, hold on. Oh, Sherry, all alone. Hold on, hold on.
Okay, Steve Perry doing Old Sherry. Before that, Slimmin' Ann, It's a Sin. And let's keep going. Let's play three in a row here right now. We've got Brenda Lee coming up, and then The Doors, and then no relation to Brenda, but we've got Dickie Lee coming up after that. Let's get started with 15-year-old Brenda Lee doing her number four hit out of 1959, Sweet Nothings.
Uh-huh, honey. All right. My baby whispers in my ear, sweet nothing. He knows the things I like to hear, sweet nothing. Things he wouldn't tell nobody else. Secret, baby, I keep them to myself. Sweet nothing, sweet nothing. We walk along hand in hand, sweet nothing. Yeah, we both understand, sweet nothing. Sitting in class or trying to read my book, my baby give me that special look. Sweet nothing, sweet nothing. That's enough for tonight. Sweet nothing, sweet nothing, sweet nothing.
You men eat your dinner, eat your pork and beans. I eat more chicken than any man ever seen. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Dickie Lee, I Saw Linda Yesterday. That was a number 14 hit for him in 1962. And he didn't have a whole lot of big hits. He had, what was it, Patches and something else. I can't remember right offhand. But anyway, he also had a lot of country and western charted hits, though. So, and before that, The Doors from their debut album in 1967 entitled The Doors. That's a track called Backdoor Man. And we started off with Brenda Lee singing Sweet Nothings. She's singing about Front Porch Swing and Front Porch Light, and there's The Doors singing about Backdoor Man. So a little bit of different style music there. But anyway, I like both those songs. Okay, we're going to keep going, BRC Radio, and we've got Junior Brown coming up. I'm not sure if you know much about Junior Brown, but I'm going to play a song by him. We're going to do one by the Stompers and then one by Joe Cocker. So here we go right now. 1995, number 73 charted song on the country charts, and called Highway Patrol.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. Well, you know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white, with my siren screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night, just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol. just doing my job. I'm a highway patrol. Shouldn't do, you can bet your boots I'm coming after you. If you want a race, then get on a racetrack, 'cause if you try to run away, I'm gonna bring you back. I'm here to keep all the speeders driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm a highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol, a highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm a highway patrol. I'm just doing my job, I'm a highway patrol.
I've cried all my tears, dear. I've taken the blame. My heart can't forget you. It whispers your name. Please try to forgive me. I know that I'm the foolish one. Sorrow. Now I can see how much I need you. Please come back to me. Please try to forgive me. I know that I'm the foolish one. One more chance to this foolish one.
Foolish one.
Now I've told you my story. Now you can see how much I need you. Please come back to me. Our dreams can
bye, yeah. Bye, my little blackbird. coming on home tonight now.
Bye.
I want to say bye bye.
Bye. Bye.
Whoa.
Blackbird.
A blackbird.
Joe Cocker, Bye Bye Blackbird. That was a cut from his With a Little Help from My Friends LP. And he did have a lot of help from a lot of friends on that LP. He had Mary Clayton sang some songs on there with him, Stevie Winwood. And that particular song we just played, that guitar solo, was by Jimmy Page, the one from Led Zeppelin. So he had quite a bit of good friends there helping him cut that LP. That was Bye Bye Blackbird. Before that, we had the Stompers, Foolish One. That was the flip side of a number 100 hit for them in 1962. The name of that song was Quarter to Four Stomp. Now, if I'd been playing the records on a radio station, I would have played Foolish One. But anyway, Quarter to Four Stomp was the one that got played and made it to number 100 that year. By the way, one member of that particular group was Bobby Boris Pickett, who went on to do Monster Mash. But he left shortly. He wasn't with that group that long, but he was in that group for a while. And Junior Brown got us started. Highway Patrol. He had one other country hit, and it was in 1996. And the name of that song was My Wife Thinks You're Dead. And I'll just leave it at that. And maybe you can pull that up on YouTube. That's a real funny video to watch. All right, let's keep going. BRC Radio. We've got a couple coming up right now. We got Tammy Wynette, and we got the Doobie Brothers coming in. So this first one's Tammy Wynette from an LP called Next to You, 1989. This didn't get any airplay, probably, but I know because it wasn't a hit. But I liked it a lot. I think I'd have played it if I was there. But anyway, this is Tammy Wynette, I Almost Forgot.
So we meet again. How long has it been? Sure, I still think of you every now and then. My, you're looking good. Somehow I knew that you still would. Lord, I'm missing you right now. More than
torn me whole apart.
till your memory bring mine in my heart. Thought love would change in time. Out of sight ain't out of mind. Oh, but some things never change. When it comes to you, I find your eyes are still as blue, and you smile the same way too. And now it's all come back. Why I love you like I do. And I almost forgot how much I miss you. Seeing you has torn me all apart. Yes,
thank you.
South City, Midnight Lady, Doobie Brothers, 1973, off the Captain and Me LP. And Tammy Wynette got us started with I Almost Forgot. Okay, let's keep going. We've got our double play coming up. Before we get to that, we're going to play a Roy Orbison, and then we're going to do two by the Box Tops out of Memphis, Tennessee. So let's go right now with number 25 hit in 1965 for Roy. Let's do a song called Right Away.
Two wheels are turning, one girl a yearning, big motor burning the road. I'll ride the highway, I'm going my way, I leave a story untold. Pretty girls behind me, but pretty girls are everywhere. Big motor wind up right on away from here. Right away. She won't approve of things I do or what I am, and I don't really give a But she'll never see that I'll never be anyone but me. She thinks she needs me, she cries for me, but I know she's lying. What can I say? I'll just ride away.
Ride away, boy, ride away, boy.
Big motor, run, run.
Ride
on away from heartache and misery. I'm bound to wander way over yonder. Someone may wait just for me. True love to cling to, I need a dream to share. Someone to know me, someone to show me they care. Right.
She wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, got a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just a whoop me a little. My baby just a whoop me a little.
Double play for the day. That was I Met Her in Church. Dan Penn and Spooner Odom, members of our club's Hall of Fame, wrote that particular song. And Dan produced probably all of the, I know all the hits the Box Tops did, and maybe everything they ever did. I'm not sure about everything, but I know he did all of their hits. Dan Penn and Spooner Odom. And I met Spooner and got his autograph, and I explained to him that I did meet my wife at church. And so his wife was standing there and said, give him your special autograph. So he signed for me. And when he writes the word Spooner, he gets put little eyeballs inside the two O's. He says he only does that for one autograph per get-together. So I got the lucky autograph that particular day. But that was a number 37 hit for them in 68. And before that, we had The Letter, written by Wayne Thompson, who is a member of the group, produced by Dan Penn. And that was a number one hit from 1967. And he had them be sure to say the word aeroplane instead of airplane at the beginning of that song. That was what Dan wanted him to say. So he did that, and it made a big difference, I think, in that particular recording. And then Roy Orbison got us started with Right Away from 1965. You hear that song, it almost sounds like a cowboy song, but it's talking about big wheels. So he's out there riding in those vehicles. So Right Away. All right, let's keep going. It's almost time to get out of here. I know we got time for hopefully two more. So let's play two more. Let's do a Delbert McClinton and an Arthur Lee May. So here we go right now with Delbert McClinton and Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth. You didn't turn me out. I lived in your closet and you fed me by mouth. My boots were my pillow, wrapped under my head. I kept all my stuff stashed under your bed.
Arthur Lee May, Gloria. If that name sounds familiar to some of you baseball fans, he did play for the Milwaukee Brewers and the Washington Senators. So that's a name that may stick out in your mind when you think of baseball, Lee May. All right, and that was from 1956 on the Specialty label. Good doo-wop sound by him. And before that, Delbert McClinton got us started with Baby Ruth, flip side of a hit called Shotgun Rider. As a 1981 song. By the way, Delbert played the harmonica on Bruce Chanel's Hey Baby. So he's been around a good while. We're going to have to hurry up and get out of here. I got time for maybe one more, and then we'll come back and finish it up. So let's get right into Linda Ronstadt right now, an album cut for her. And this is a song called Carmelita.
I'm sitting here playing solitaire with my pearl-handled deck. The county won't give me no more methadone, and they cut off your welfare check.
Mama Lita, hold me tighter.
I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town.
Carmelita, hold me tighter.
I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town.
Carmelita, Linda Ronstadt. That came off her Simple Dream LP from 1977. Had all kind of good stuff. Tumbling Dice, Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me, Blue By You. Just covered with great songs. So that was also produced by Peter Asher of Peter and Gordon. All right, we're going to have to get out of here. We got a song coming up now by Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Going to do Cleo's Mood. This came off his LP Shotgun. And if you think, well, okay, that was a big hit. On that album, 7 songs charted. That's pretty good for one album to have 7 songs that charted. All right, well, here we go. So we'll see you next time. Hope you enjoy it. Here's Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Cleo's Mood.